So, Richard, just saw your presentation on Orleans, which was great, by the way.
You managed to restrain the heckling, I'm sure.
I did, apart, yeah, mostly. But, you know, it's not fun without it. But, no, that's really exciting stuff that's going on there. How long have you been working with Orleans?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to have access to Orleans for about a year now and been playing around with that. It's good fun. It's a really interesting piece of technology, and it's, I think it'll save a lot of problems for people trying to build large distributed systems, and especially Internet of Things scenarios or gaming. It's a really, really good fit for those kind of things.
So is that your thing these days, Internet of Things?
A little bit, yeah. We run a satellite messaging platform as a service, so we're looking at M2M messaging, so putting sensors on stuff out there. A lot of the world isn't covered by GSM signals, so things like oil rigs and pipelines out in the desert. Sensors on those receive all the messages back and see what's going on.
Yeah, cool. So you're an Azure MVP.
That's right.
Like me.
Yeah.
How long have you been working with Azure?
Probably since just after it came out. Yeah, and been doing a tour of Europe, helping other software companies understand what Azure is, help them to migrate their software onto the platform and avoid the pitfalls and the manholes and try and get something working.
So what sort of challenges are you helping people address with Azure?
We're helping people basically understand what the cloud is to start with, and then how to migrate their software without making too many changes and kind of leverage their existing intellectual property and all their code without having to go and completely refactor it for this new cloud thing.
Okay.
And to take all of that good stuff and get it running on the cloud and benefit from the economies and the scale available, which often helps them reach new customers, new markets. There's data centers all around the world, so you don't need to go and visit somewhere to plug a disk in anymore to get your software running. You can just go and deploy it to East Asia and you're good.
Yeah. If you have a few words of advice for developers who are new to the Azure platform, what would they be?
I think, so my advice generally to people new to Azure is go for the platform as a service option, always as the first starting point. Those Azure VMs are really tempting and really often quite quick to get complicated software bootstrapped and started quickly, but you kind of lose out on all the patching and updates and installation of your software, which Microsoft will do for you on the platform as a service. So go for websites, go for cloud services, avoid those VMs unless you really need to. It's my general take on things.
Yep, okay, good advice. Well, thanks very much for talking to us, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Pleasure, thank you.